Misham Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir should be the Swiss Rafuas Fega Tzipora Bas Hadassah Chayuche Befega Bas Michayot Isbasia Dina Bracha Bas Esther Hadassah Sochar Chole Yisrael, and of course Le'ili Nishmas Arav Uri Zohar, who was just Nifter. Yesterday was the Levaya, and I thought that Le'ili Nishmaso, we should talk a little bit about him. I'm not being maspid him, I had never met him, and just heard a lot about him over the years. He was, you know, really the top, I don't know who to compare him to, you know, in America, the top entertainer, you know, Tom Cruise. I don't know who were the famous actors these days, you know, but he was the star. He was at the pinnacle of success, and he had everything that a man can want in this world, at least in the material realm. And gave it all up. And he was Chozer B'Tshuva. He was born Uri Jadik in Tel Aviv in the 1930s. And he was Chozer B'Tshuva. He met Rav Yitzchak Shlomo Zilberman, who was the famous founder of the Zilberman Cheder in the Rova, and there are many offshoots of that. Yitzchak Shlomo was born in the 2nd of Nisan in Tafresh Peites in 1929, Nifter in 2001 on the 18th of Adar. I was a long time Rover resident, Old City, so I was zocher to know many Zilbermanners, that's what they're called. And Zilberman was Machzir. It's an unbelievable thing. You have this, you know, this really farfrunta Yerushalmi Jew, a grudge Jew, you know, with his strimal and his old clothing. And he takes this Uri Zohar guy and he helps transform his life. He didn't make him from. The only person who can make somebody from is himself, but he definitely helped him on the way. So, tell a story about that a little bit more. Mitzvah Hashem. This story happened in the lobby of the Avenue Plaza Hotel. The Avenue Plaza Hotel. I don't know if it's still around, but it's on 13th Avenue in Borough Park, Brooklyn. And they had a yearly gathering of Agudas Yisrael of America. And Rav Chaim Kreisworth was there. In this hotel, the great Rav Chaim Kreisworth, the great Goyim, he was born in the year 1920 in Galicia, in Vanich, the son of the Marad Asser of Avram Yosef Kreisworth. B'tzi'i Rusoi, he learned in Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. He was called the Krakow Ilui. In 41, he made Aliyat Eretz Yisrael, marrying Sarah, the daughter of Rav Avram Grudzinski, the Mashkiach of Slabotke. Number of years he lived in Yerushalayim. He learned in the Beis Medrash L'Torah Eretz Yisrael in Pesach Tikva. In 1948, he moved to Chicago, and he was a Rav and Rosh Yeshiva over there in Skokie. In 1954, he was appointed the Rav of Antwerp, and he was there for many, many years, and he passed away on the 16th of Teves, 2002. He was the Rav of Kilas Machziki Adas in Antwerp for about 50 years, and I just want to tell you about Chaim Kreisworth. He was a Gana Goinim, and he knew Kol HaShas B'Osi Yisrael. I'm saying, his Bekiyas in Shas was Pashat Mavhil al Arayin. There are Svarim that document this, the Rav Chaim Kreisworth's Bekiyas in Shas, and he was about Staka Kim'at She'en Kedugmasa. There's a wonderful sefer written by Yitzchak Marzel called Maim Chaim Hanhagos U'Pninim Rav Chaim Kreisworth, and you just see his Gainus. Anyway, I'm giving you that as a background, because it'll help you better appreciate this story, which is brought in that sefer. It's also quoted in another sefer from there, but it's just copied from there. So the original sefer is the Naim Chaim. So Chaim Kreisworth is in this hotel, in the Avenue Plaza Hotel, in 13th Avenue in Brooklyn, sitting in the lobby, and someone passes by, Reb Yitzchak, a Yid named Reb Yitzchak Vav. So he asked this Reb Yitzchak, this Rabbi Yitzchak, who is the guest of honor at this year's gathering of Agudas Yisrael? And the answer was, Arizor, Harav Arizor. Ooh. The Rav was mispoil. And he said, let me tell you a story, a nice story, that you can use. And you will accept it as a gift from me. That's the way Reb Chaim Kreisworth used to speak, if you know Reb Chaim Kreisworth. This will be a gift from me. You can use it for yourself. It's a gift. Accept it as a gift. The story about Arizar. And once I met him, and I asked him, what made you do tshuva? Who brought you to Yiddishkeit? Raburi wanted to know, why am I asking? Why am I so interested? Why did tshuva? I said, because I want to know who the man is that was successful in helping you bring about such a radical change in your life. Think from the depths of stardom in the world of entertainment and comedy and acting to Torah and Mitzvahs, I have to tell you that Arizar, Rav Arizar, wasn't just a Baal Tshuva. You know, like we have a lot of Baal Tshuva. They're all good people, amazing. So I'm not up to their ankles. But they do Tshuva and then they go on with their life and now they're sure of Torah and Mitzvahs and they assimilate into the Jewish community, to the Frum community. Beautiful, amazing. What was unique about Rav Zohar was he didn't just become a Baal Tshuva. He mamish became a tzaddik. He lived in a small, tiny apartment in Sorotskin in Matjesdorf. And I have a friend who knew I have a friend years ago. He was telling me that he had a kesher with Rav Zohar. And he would knack in learning. Yoimam v'layla. Yoimam v'layla. He's sitting and learning. Migla and Nister. Learning and learning and learning and davening and davening, mamish like a tzaddik and a shomer inayim and a shomer peh and a mamish, what they call today a yid tzaddik. And that's how he lived his life, like a pashita, like somebody who for 12 generations his family never left Yerushalayim, just sitting and learning Torah yom and laila, being oved Hashem. And then people would come and he would smile and he's friendly and there are videos around, you know, of his congenial nature, you could see them from the video. Anyway, so I wanted to know, who brought you back to Yiddishkeit? And now you're so makbid on Torah and Mitzvahs. Says Rav Chaim Kreisworth to Rav Zohar, I want to know, maybe I can go to this person and he'll bring me back to tshuva also. Raburi smiled, and he said that he met Rabbi Yitzchak Shlomo Zilberman. From what I remember, the story was in the Rova. The story went that he met him at a bris mila, and they started to talk and ask him questions. He was trying to be Zilberman, invited him to learn, and he learned with him. And ultimately, he brought him back. I remember his story. I'm almost sure that this is a correct story. I'm not 100%. But I think 99%. 99.9%. I'm almost sure it's him. But I don't want to say 100%. But when he was still in the process of becoming frum, Zilberman didn't say anything. He just let him be. He let him be. He learned with him and he let him be. And one time he comes with this sandwich, meat and cheese. And he's sitting there with Yitzchak Shlomo Zilberman, this yid, this tzaddik who's, you know, the knows the Kol Tanach Baal Peh and stuff. All the kids in the cheder, they're supposed to officially, I sent my kids there, my three boys. He's supposed to know, officially, not all of them do, but all the boys in the cheder, but he's supposed to know Tanach Baal Peh, Mishnayis Baal Peh, Shas Baal Peh, they just chazer and chazer and chazer. So this Rebbe, he takes out his sandwich and he starts eating it in front of Rebbe Yitzchak Shleiman. This meat and cheese sandwich, Rebbe Yitzchak Shleiman doesn't say a word. Doesn't say a word! Amazing! I don't even know if he blinked! If he batted an eyelash! Anyway, back to our story. So Rebbe says, yeah, many years, Rebbe Yitzchak Zilberman. And he had got me acquainted with the Borei Olam. So says Reb Chaim Kreitzer, that I immediately reacted, that I'm going to Eretz Yisrael to meet Reb Yitzchak Shleiman. I want to meet this man. Let him show me the way. Yancheni b'magle tzedek l'man shemo. Maybe I'll also go on the path of righteousness. Reb Kreitzer is looking for somebody to be machzir in b'tshuva. You heard such a thing in your life? That's the story that was told by Rabbi Yitzchak Vav, whoever he is. The person writing the story says he heard the hemshech of the story from Rabbi Kreisworth himself. And that's what he did. Went to Yerushalayim, went to the Rova Yehudi, where Yitzchak Shlomo lived, and he went into him. Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom. They exchanged pleasantries. And then Reb Chaim Kreisworth, again, man who knows, I'm saying, Baal Peh, every Rashi and Shas, every Os in Rashi and Shas. It's a lot of Osios. And he asked him, Yitzchak Shlomo, maybe you'll show me the path of tshuva. If you could be machzir or rizor b'tshuva. So he said, I became encouraged. And I said, you can be machzir me b'tshuva as well. Said Rabbi Yitzchak Shleiman, Antwerpen Rav, the Rav of Antwerp. I'm an Antwerpian myself, not that I was ever there, but that's where my father was born. And we would still live there, but my grandfather decided in 1938 that instead of meeting Hitler's soldiers, why didn't he skip town? And that's what he did. So, Baruch Hashem, he made it to New York, to the west side of Manhattan, and lived there happily for many years, Baruch Hashem. So we escaped Antwerp right on time. In any event, Rabbi Yitzchak Shleiman said, Rabbi of Antwerp! I'm sorry to tell you, but I can't. Ain't koychi yovel hashpia lekvoy torosu derech tshuva. Ve'ain't any mamin shedvori yafalu as pulasam. He says, I can't help you do tshuva. I won't be successful in doing. I can't be mashpia on you. Reb Chaim Kreisworth was shocked. What are you talking about? Can you explain? So if Yitzchak Shlomo smiled. And he said that I'll tell you my secret of bringing people back to Torah and Mitzvahs. Most of the people that come to me know how low they've gone. Mudaim ad kama hitdardru ad higiyam kemat l'shor tachtia lo aleinu u'mischananim v'yachpiru lanu es ha'oretz. Be choy for the land. Investigate the land. Dig the land. Help us. I feel so empty. Because they come as an empty kli. But you, the Rav of Antwerpen, Rabba shel Antwerpen, I don't want to be poigeya b'choy toirasu chalila. I don't want to offend you. But you're convinced that you're tsoyed al derech ha'emes, that you're going on the right path. You're not doing anything wrong. Why should you do tshuva? Remember, I said before, it wasn't just that Rav. That that Rav Kreiswirth was a baki atzum b'chol haTorah kula. I don't know if kol haTorah kula, but I don't know what that. You know, I don't know if he knew the whole Zohar by heart. I don't know, but he knew a lot and baal peh. Let's just put it that way. Definitely one of the gedolei hador. So how can I be machziyu b'tshuva? You're going on the right path, and you know you're going on the right path. And it's true, ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yechta. But you don't really think that you have to go from one extreme to another. And therefore you're not going to, I can't help you. It's a little bit of a surprising answer. In other words, almost a little bit of a shtuch. You know you're going on the right way. I can't help you. He would have come to me, obviously. He wouldn't come to me. He would have. I would have just said that the Rav is a tzaddik yisod olam, and the Rav should help me do tshuva. But you just see here the bikush, the incredible bikush of Rav Kreiswirth. It's a great mussar going into Matan Torah. That you can always get better. You hear somebody who can give you Torah, who can give you Yiras Shamayim. What was Matan Torah? What was the purpose of Matan Torah? You should have the fear of God. That's the purpose of Matan Torah, Mamre HaSinai. So if you can get a little bit more Yiras Shamayim, so you go. That's what he did. That's what Rav Chaim Kreiswirth did. Incredible story. So I found the sefer. It's called Pinas Yikras, which are Hespedim of Rav Yitzchak Shleiman, and Taka Rav Ari Zohar was one of the Hespedim. So at the beginning of the Hesped, he says, I want to ask Slicha. I know that if I would ask Marenu Rav Yitzchak Shleiman what I'm supposed to do, he would say to be Makatzer. And he heard the words of Rabbi Yomtiv Zilberman. And every word he said is MS, what an Aveda. We could talk about it so much. We didn't have the proper appreciation of Rabbi Yitzchak Shlomo when he was alive. What a chisaron, I never felt such a chisaron, says Rabbi Uri in his Hesped. He says, I want to be Omen on one inyan. One Nekuda, even though there's a lot to talk about. And what's that nekuda? Hakavod ha'pnimi ha'amok l'chol adam. That he had tremendous kavod for every person. According to Lashon of Rav Uri, aniti b'tlaptuyot rabot legabei etkarvut l'torah u'mitzvot. Ve'otah tkufa yashavti pam yudi acher, shemet bikesh l'seya afu l'chazkeni, v'yashav muli b'diber shichnea, diber v'shichnea, u'me'achorav etkarev yudi kapzan u'panai lav, al yudi ha'yoshev muli v'amar lo shalom kvod arav. היהודי שלמולי הפנה ראשו אליו, וגשרה מזה מיד פנה אליי חזרה. לא היה לו זמן להתייחס אליו. אני זוכר שאמרתי לעצמי באותו רגע, הוא ידבר איתי מהיום, 100 שנה, אני לא יזוז מילימטר. הרי זה מאמץ לחזור בתשובה. ראיתי את היחס שלו, אמרתי, אולי נהיה דורש, אך לא נהיה מקיים. אחרי אצל רבינו מורינו זה צהר, היה כבוד פנימי עמוק לכל אדם. שנכנסתי אליו ואיני חושב שידע מי אני או שמע את שמי. לא ידע שום דבר. אני מיד הרגשתי, אתה כמוני. כשישבת מולו, הרגשת, אתה כמוני. מה שמחייב אותי, מחייב אותך. זאת הייתה הרגשה הפנימית. מה שמחייב אותי, מחייב אותך. שום סמכותיות. אנחנו שנינו אותו דבר. אם זה מחייב אותי, זה מחייב אותך. ואם זה לא מחייב אותי, אותך, אולי זה גם לא מחייב אותי. כך הוא התייחס. אז בואו נבדוק. אם אתה טוען שלא מחייב, אז בסדר, בוא תסביר את טענתך. אני אומר על המקום, אם אתה צודק, אז אני כמוך. אל מול זה אפשר היה לעמוד. שום סמכותיות, שום סמכותיות. לפעמים אתה מדבר עם אנשים מסוימים, אתה לא מעז לומר הכל. הרי אתה עומד לפני אדם סמכותי. כאן אצל רבינו זצ"ל, הייתה גדולה עצומה של שפלות הרוח. Shafal ruach. Shum samchutiyut. Hasamchut hayichida hi haTorah. HaTorah v'asechel anoshi shenivru bebriya achat. Kach omer Ramchal bederech Eitz Chaim. HaTorah v'asechel nivru bebriya achat. אי אפשר כאן לשגות. הידיעה הברורה הזו והביטחון הגמור שהיו בקרבו שהתורה והשכל נברו בבריאה אחת ואי אפשר כאן לשגות, אז בא הנידון בלא שום פחד, שום פחד. He tells a story that he was with another Rav, and the Rav was trying to be talking to him about Yiddishkeit, and then an Ani came, a tzedakah collector. He turns around, he looks at who it is, and he just ignores him. He doesn't have time for him. The Bri Zohar said, I saw that. I said, I'm not moving 1 millimeter. That's the way you relate to people. Wasn't impressed. He went to Rabbi Yitzhak Shlomo. There was no authority. We were equal. He had such covet for me. We were the same. If the Torah obligates me, it obligates you. If it doesn't obligate you, it doesn't obligate me. And the Torah and the Seichel, like the Ramchal says, were created together. And let's use our Seichel to get to Torah. And they said, let's investigate together. We're together. I'm not above you. I'm not higher than you. I'm not more important than you. And Rabbi relates, he would ask him hundreds of questions, the smallest things. Should we wear sandals in the summer? Should we go to the Mechutanim on Shabbos? Right, the Rabbi Zohar, one of the Mechutanim was Arik Einstein, who was a famous singer also. His child was Chozer B'Tshuva. Should I put on my yarmulke, not put on my yarmulke? Each time, Das Torah. And it wasn't him speaking, it was the Torah speaking. And he took everything so seriously. Soccer, should I play soccer, go to soccer games? Television, career. And they were so far. And when he met him, he never heard of Rabbi Yitzhak Shlomo Zilber, never heard of Rabbi Zohar. It was a million miles away from his world. He didn't watch TV, he didn't read the secular newspapers. What was Rabbi Zohar for him? Wasn't impressed, he wasn't. But he gave Rabbi Zohar a covenant because he was a person. And he gave him Hadrach of Das Torah. And that's how Ruri says in this Hesped. That's Pshat with Hillel. The Nachri comes, he says, Lamdeni kol haTorah regel achas. Ma de'alech sani l'chavrich lo savet. It's hateful unto you, don't do it to your friend. It wasn't just that he said it, it's that the Nachri felt it. The Nachri felt that that's what Hillel was. That they're the same. And that's what brought him to Yiddishkeit. It wasn't just that he told him, there's this rule. Like that rabbi who was talking to Uri and he had all the proofs and maybe he was a very smart guy and knew a lot of Torah. But when the Ani comes to him and he just ignores him, he doesn't have time for him. Oh, he knows who it is. That nudnik. So that, when Rabbi Zohar saw that, he was turned off. Rabbi Zohar saw Yitzhak Shlomo, his har is upon him. Now in every detail of Rabbi's life, he took it seriously and he helped him, gave him Das Torah as he understood it. And that his existence was Madasani Alech L'Chavrich L'Savi. That him and his friend are one, they're the same, they're equal. And that's what really was Makar of him. So in another Sefer, a speech by Rav Shlomo Fisher, which is just incredible. Because Rav Shlomo Fisher is Mamish Kol HaTorah Kula. I'm saying, I don't like to exaggerate, it's Rav Chaim Kreis, but I'm saying Shlomo Fisher is Nigla Nister Be'oimek Ha'iyun. So the Sefer came out when about the the birth of Dagel HaTorah, and the birth of Dagel HaTorah, there was a lot of machlekes in Klal Yisrael, tremendous machlekes. They broke off from the Aguda, the Chassidim, the Misnagdim, Rav Shach, and the Chabad. There was so much going on in Eretz Yisrael at that time. And I don't know the backstory, but apparently what I understand from here is that Uri Zohar joined forces with them, with Dagel HaTorah, with Rav Shach and his followers, and people attacked Rav Uri Zohar, woo, big time. So they had a kenes in Har Nof in the Boston Shul. Rav Shlomo Fisher, Agoyin HaGadol, Mamish, I don't want to say the Gadol Ador to be pogay in the other Gadol Ador, but definitely one of the Gadol Ador. Rav Shlomo Fisher was Mamish, Bavli, Rishalmi, Sifra, Sifri, Zohar, Nigla, Nister, Chasidus, everything, philosophy, Merenavuchim. Shlomo Fisher, that's not enough to say Rav Shlomo Fisher. Anyway, Rav Shlomo Fisher, and also Rav Shlomo Fisher wasn't so impressed by people, saying, you know, people who were considered very, very chashev, Rav Shlomo Fisher didn't, had a very, very sharp tongue. And wasn't easily impressed. So he got up in the in the shul, in the Boston shul, and he said as follows: Rabbi, ani lo berishimata noamim. I wasn't scheduled to speak. I'm not on the list, and I didn't think to speak. But ani yotzei kan migidri. I think it'll be a sin if I don't speak. Said the great Goyim, the Gadol HaDor, Shlomo Fisher, Nes Toyeva b'Yisrael, an abomination has been done in Klal Yisrael, and I haven't seen anybody protest. I saw a certain alon, a certain leaflet. I think it's called Kol Yisrael. And there was a cruise. There was this, I guess this is the backstory, I missed it. There was a cruise, there was this announcement, this declaration, Nifsho Marusha, an evil cruise against Godol Baal Tshuva B'Dbalei Tshuva D'Reinu Rabbi Zohar. He's not a Baal Tshuva. He's a Tinuk Shenishba. It wasn't his fault. He was born into this completely secular society. And he did Tshuva Shleima. And not anybody can be called a Baal Tshuva. They're klalim, their conditions in Shulchan Aruch. Once when a Baal Tshuva is accepted, is received. Uri Zohar u Baal Tshuva Amiti. That's Reb Shlomo being made on Reb Uri when he's still alive. And now he says a line which is just, put on your seatbelt, otherwise you'll fall out of your seat. And this is Reb Shlomo Fisher talking. He said as follows, and I quote, אני מאחל לכולנו, כל הרבנים, ראשי הישיבות, שנזכה הלוואי ונהיה במחיצתו לעולם הבא. I wish all of us, all the rabbanim, all the Rosh Yeshivas, that we should be zoicha, הלוואי, we should sit with him in olam haba. נכתבו עליו דברי בלע השחתה ונעצה, דברים שתסמרנה שערות הראש לשומם, שקרים בכזבים, אנה נשאת חרפתנו. פשוט היה אצלי שירשו עמות הסיפים, בטוח הייתי שיצאו כולם בצעקה. He said, I wish on all of us, all the Rabbanim, all the Rosh Yeshivas, that we should be zorcha to sit in his mechitza and olam haba. Terrible things were written about him. Your hair should stand up on end. Such lies, such false, such evil. So it was pasha to me that the world would shake. And everybody would come out and scream, what's going on over here? How can you speak about like this, about this, the greatest Baal Tshuva of our generation? Again, this is apparently, I'm not 100% sure, it's apparently in the context of the formation of Degel HaTorah. And then Rav Shlomo says, "Tikotze tziyad koisev, kol mi sheish lo yad bepesh ze chayev nidui al pi halacha v'yei benidui ve'en lo chelek leilam haba." You see here that the Chomer of not only 1,500 years ago in the time of Chazal, 2,000 years ago today, you mevazin not only talmidei chachamim from birth, tzaddikim from birth, but especially maybe even more about tshuva like Reburi, that Rav Shlomo says, "Halavai we should be in his mechitza leilam haba." And then he quotes the pasuk, "V'hamati makalkalosim yolichem Hashem es polei oven shalom al Yisrael." But those who, in their crookedness, act corruptly, let Hashem make them go the way of evildoers. May it be well with Israel. Hashem oizlam oyitein, Hashem yivarech es amu v'shalom. Incredible. So Chazi man de gavra rabbi mishade masidale. Look at this incredible Gavra Rabba, Shlomo Fisher, who's made, and Reburi, and his Gadlus, that Halavai, that all the Rabbanim, all the Rashi Yeshivas, should sit with him in Gan Eden, should be in Mechitzas of Gan Eden. Just to conclude with one more story, I saw in a Sefer Zikaron for Rav Ram Riesner, who was a Talmud of Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish called him a Nefesh Yikara. He was born in 6 of Teves in Tafresh Tzadi, 1930. And he was Nifter not so long ago, on the 12th of Nisan. Tafshin Ayin Vav in 2016. So in that Sefer, they tell a story that he was once in a cab with a taxi driver. The taxi driver says that he wants to meet Uri Zohar. The driver said, if you send me up a meeting with Uri Zohar, I'm willing to hear about doing tshuva. So this Rav Riesner felt an achrayus to help this cab driver do tshuva, called Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bazeh. He got in touch with Ravuri. Ravuri agreed to meet the cab driver, but he lost the phone number of the driver. So he put an ad in the newspapers, in the general, in the secular newspapers, he put an ad. And he said, the driver doesn't read the Yated Ne'eman or Hamudia. So he said, if this cab driver that said that he wants to meet with Uri Zohar, he should get in touch with me at this and this number. And I'll set up the meeting. I have, we agreed to meet with you. So the driver never called him back, but he got a lot of other phone calls. He said, I want to meet Uri Zohar. And that's what happened. All these people, he set up a meeting. He was at least attacking that he couldn't get the cab driver. But all the other people that wanted to meet with Reburi, he set up the meeting, and Reburi spoke to him about Yiddishkeit, about Torah, about mitzvahs. Incredible. Okay, hopefully we will speak more about this great tzaddik in the future. And hopefully it gives us give us some chizik and arona bodas Hashem. And it should be Lili Nishmaso and Lili Nishmaseno. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.